Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the phones. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the site, submit new items to it, vote on those that are already there. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Again, freetalklive.com. All the features you'll find are free. As we go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Ted, listening in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Ted. Ted. In St. George, going once. Ted in St. George, going twice. I'm going to put Ted back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. In the meantime, we will try Michael, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Okay, now I'm convinced there might be something screwy with our phone system. Two calls in a row.
Check the potentiometer for the...
Our potentiometers are A-OK. Maybe the board operator... is still getting back from a bathroom break or something. So stand by, Michael. Maybe you are there, and we just have no idea. So we'll come back to you in a moment here. 855-453.
Alcohol, a gateway drug?
Alcohol has been found to be a gateway drug. This is a study in the August edition of the Journal of School Health. It finds that the generations, by the way, rawstory.com reporting, it finds that the generation's old theory of a gateway drug effect is in fact accurate for some drug users, but shifts the blame for those addicts escalating substance abuse away from marijuana and on to the most pervasive and socially accepted drug in America, alcohol. Using a nationally representative sample from the University of Michigan's annual Monitoring the Future survey, the study blasts holes in drug war orthodoxy wide enough to drive a truck through, definitely proving that marijuana use is not the primary indicator of whether a person will move on to more dangerous substances. By delaying the onset of alcohol initiation, rates of both illicit substance abuse like tobacco and illicit substance use like marijuana and other drugs will be positively affected, and they'll hopefully go down, says the study's co-author, Adam Berry, from the University of Florida. While Berry's study shows evidence that substance abuse behaviors can be predicted with a high degree of accuracy by examining a subject's drug history, he believes that the persistent and misguided notion of marijuana as the primary gateway to more harmful substances went awry because its creators, who called it the stepping stone hypothesis in the reefer madness era of the 1930s, fundamentally misread the data and failed to conduct adequate follow-up. He says some of these earlier iterations needed to be fleshed out. That's why we wanted to study this. The latest form of the gateway theory is that it begins with marijuana and moves on finally to what lay people often call harder drugs. As you can see from the findings of our study, it confirmed this gateway hypothesis, but it follows progression from licit substances, specifically alcohol, and then moves on to illicit substances.
We've been saying that all along. Somebody who's got a potential for being an addict is liable to try things that are available, and likely alcohol is going to be available to them in the home initially, whether it's been given to them or not. I mean, there's a lot of fridges in the United States with a lot of beer in them.
Well, that standardized, he says basically, so we know what someone says with regards to their alcohol use, then we should be able to predict what they respond to with other drugs. Another way to say it is if we know someone has done the least prevalent drug, which is heroin, then we can assume they have tried all of the others. Berry says that while a standardized progression certainly doesn't fit every single drug user, the study took that into account too. He said there were a low enough number of errors that you're able to accurately predict future substance abuse behavior with about 92% accuracy. By comparing substance abuse rates between drinkers and non-drinkers, they ultimately found that seniors in high school who'd consumed alcohol at least once in their lives were 13 times more likely to use cigarettes, 16 times more likely to use marijuana and other narcotics, and 13 times more likely to use cocaine. That's people who'd consumed alcohol, high school seniors, who'd consumed alcohol at least once in their lives were that much more likely to do all those other things.
Yep. I mean, it doesn't surprise me in the least.
Berry also noted the rates of tobacco and marijuana use among all 12th grade high school students were virtually the same, confirming a report for the Centers for Disease Control that was published earlier this year.
So then what the claim here is essentially... Some people will say, and they've called this show and said it, that marijuana should remain illegal because it's a gateway drug. And for those people, the question would be, If that's so, then these same people that are using the hard drugs, to which the marijuana is a gateway, have also used alcohol and tobacco, mm-hmm. so therefore those things are gateway drugs. So why should marijuana be illegal if these other things are gateway drugs just like marijuana? Why should marijuana be illegal?
Well, not only that, that's a good point, but also alcohol's way more harmful than a marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, a study published in 2010 in the medical journal Lancet ranked alcohol as the most harmful drug of all, above heroin, crack, meth, cocaine, and tobacco. And even more striking, the Lancet study found that harms to others near the user were more than double those of the second most harmful drug, which is heroin. And that makes sense, right? I mean, plenty of alcohol abusers are likely to lash out at other people. You know, bar fights aren't started by heroin junkies. They're started by alcohol abusers. And so, yeah, that is a drug that can actually affect people around the user. Whereas if, you know, if you're just smoking a joint or shooting something up, you know, odds are good you're not going to attack the person that's standing next to you for looking at you askance.
I suppose it makes a certain amount of sense. Alcohol's certainly dangerous in that way. But, it's the very rare story of the person who gets stoned and beats their wife or kids or, gets into a fight or something like that.
The study should give pause to anyone involved in youth drug awareness programs, as its findings suggest.
Nothing's going to give them a pause. Come on, be serious. Most of those people get paychecks for what they do, so they're not going to change their mind. They get paid to tell kids that marijuana's bad. They're not going to change their minds. It takes a very long time. My wife was a drug treatment counselor and when I met her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took looking at these issues through my eyes for many years to come to the conclusion that marijuana, you know, she certainly thinks that other drugs are dangerous. She thinks marijuana isn't something people should do. She doesn't like it. But, you know, the drugs might be bad, but the drug war is worse.
No doubt. And alcohol may be bad, but banning alcohol would be even worse. It didn't work the first time, and
it's
it wouldn't work now, and that's the reason why drug prohibition doesn't work now.
They might make people's lives miserable.
Well, we could continue on this topic, but I'm told the phones are working again. So we're going to try Ted again in St. George, Utah. Ted, are you with us?
I sure am.
Excellent, sir. What are your thoughts?
I just wanted to correct Mark real quick.
Okay, great.
And I'm gonna sound really racist, and I'm not. And I'm going to sound like I'm for slavery, and I'm not. I just understand the psychology behind what was going on. The slaves in the South could buy their freedom.
Okay.
And this was universal across the South. The racism in the South was created by Abraham Lincoln and his war of Northern aggression. There were entire slave regiments in the Southern Confederate Army. And we all have this kind of roots mentality of how they were treated. But if you're really treating your slaves bad, are you going to give them guns?
Well, there weren't, as I understand, there were black regiments in the North too, and there's a lot of evidence of, of that time frame that people considered blacks to be subhuman.
And I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, yes, were some slaves treated bad? Yes, they were. However, as an example, the Confederate president Jefferson Davis, his wife one day kidnapped a black slave. A child who was 5 years old, he was being beaten, and she kidnapped him, brought him to the Confederate White House, and they adopted him. His name was Jim Limber Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did to this kid, what the Confederate troops or what the Northern troops did to this kid, was horrible. They went and they kidnapped him because this war was about slavery and the oppression of blacks, and so we can't have the Confederate president having a black kid. He can't adopt a black kid. And the reason why racism got so bad in the South was because once the South lost the war, then it became a matter of we have to lash out at somebody.
Oh, sure.
Something
I mean,
is responsible for us leaving. And that caused the horrible uptick in the racism. And if you read the actual papers at the time, there were a lot of slave owners that said, we want to get rid of slavery. That was a big part of why they wanted to industrialize, because that would have allowed them to peacefully and economically free the slaves, not just cast them into poverty.
The rest of the world managed to do it. Somehow the rest of the world ended slavery. The Western modern world, I should say, Western world, did it without a war.
And had the South had time, it would have happened there, too. And
likely.
Ted, interesting call. Thanks
Certainly
for sharing that info with us. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. What do you want to talk about? Alcohol is a gateway drug or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com And you can get interactive in various different ways there. And some of the features, by the way, that are awaiting you include archives that will take you all the way back to late 2006. And they are all downloadable completely free for you. Once again, go to freetalklive.com. And if you want, you can actually visit our SoundCloud page to make it even easier for you to share our episodes with your friends, maybe on your Facebook page or via Twitter. You can find the SoundCloud link under the Listen and Share section of the front page of freetalklive.com. Just look over on the left-hand side under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link.
Right, we can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. I've got a sticker from libertystickers.com on my car, and, you know, I love it. It's a witty statement. It says that, let's see, something to the effect of Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And you can find messages like that all at libertystickers.com. Actually, I was talking to a guy in the grocery store who said he saw my bumper sticker and decided that he was going to get one, and he went to libertystickers.com and got one for his car, too.
Awesome.
And it's just some guy I met at the grocery store. And
was he waiting for you out by your car or something when you came
actually
out? Figure out who?
I guess I should have said he was just met him at the grocery store. He had come and done some work at my house, just some dude that worked for a tree cutting place, liked the bumper sticker, and then got one, and then I happened to see him at the grocery store. We were checking out at the same time.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, this is kind of a strange story. Anyway, libertystickers.com. You can go get that sticker or any others.
I'm excited, by the way. You can have your own printed out as well there at libertystickers.com, and I've got an order that I'm placing for some ShireSociety.com stickers, which I'm very excited about. So that's pretty cool. All right, let's go to your phone calls. You may bring up what you want, and we're going to try Michael again since we had some phone trouble earlier. He stayed on the line. Michael, listening in Wisconsin, in Madison, to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Michael.
Yes, how you doing?
Great.
I'm calling about the subject about filing exempt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that might not be too good of an idea because if you're looking to get some retirement benefits, if you get disabled, and some people say, well, go get your federal benefits. You work, you go down there, and they say, well, you filed exempt. You can't get your Medicare or your Social Security disability.
I would agree. If it's your intention to get benefits from the federal government, then you probably should continue paying into their system.
Absolutely.
Me, for instance, I haven't paid Social Security in probably about a decade, and I don't intend to take Social Security. So if you're willing to take care of yourself and be responsible for your own retirement, then opting out, I think, is a good idea. But if you want the government to be your nanny and take care of you, then by all means, you know, keep giving them half of your income.
Okay. So if you're able to take care of yourself, keep all your money. But if not, and you're kind of sketchy and your income is low, you better put it in the pot.
Well, no, I would recommend nobody put money into the federal government. You just said, well, what about the benefits? And I said, well, if you're willing to forego those benefits, then that's when you want to stop paying. If you want to do business with the federal government, you want to put money into their investment programs, by all means, go for it. I don't recommend it. I think you'd be better off taking your own money and investing it in places that are safer, like in alternative currencies, for instance, or in other investment options out there that'll return, even if you do end up collecting Social Security down the line, it's not going to be the deal that you're thinking it's going to be. They're likely going to have to inflate the currency to be able to make the payments that they are supposedly obligated to make. And don't be surprised if they all of a sudden decide they're not obligated to send you anything and they just decide to keep your money. What are you going to do then?
Right. Or if they're just broke, flat broke.
Yeah, right, and they certainly could be.
They're trying to do that as quick as they can.
Well, they're going to be broke. I mean, right now they're already in debt severely, and there's no shortage of further debt to come down the line. Their obligations that they've, or, you know, they call them obligations, but they're not really, because they're the government. They can change the rules anytime they want to. But the things they've committed to into the future as far as paying amount to something like $50 trillion. I mean, it's crazy over the next, 30 years or something like that, the amount of money they'll have to pay out. It just won't work. Financially, the math, it just doesn't work.
I don't blame anybody who feels that they need to get some kind of assistance or whatever. I don't blame them for going to the government and saying, hey, you guys said you were going to give me a check. If I worked and I paid in, then I need that check. I don't blame you, but at the same time, one needs to consider that it probably comes with some kind of strings attached.
Okay, and I didn't know we could do that. I thought it was mandatory. You had to pay in.
Well, first of all, the Social Security system is apparently a voluntary system, more so than the IRS, the revenue or the income tax. But how you stop paying Social Security is a good question. If you're working for a company, I don't know how you do that. I stopped paying it because I just opted out of working for companies.
I haven't paid since 2006.
Right, so I work for myself, so I don't have to deal with whatever paperwork the corporations do. If you could get a corporation or a company of some sort to actually give you the amount of money they're putting into Social Security, that would be an instant increase of like 7% on your paycheck. Actually, it might be even 15%, depending on whether they let you keep all of the Social Security money they're paying, because usually the company pays half, and then they pay half out before it even gets to your check, and then they take the other half out after it gets to your check.
Okay. And that's my money. I'm never seeing it.
That's
and
right.
I never see.
Exactly right, sir. Michael, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
And I'd like to point to something that's relevant here with Michael on the line is that Social Security is a system that benefits people who live longer. And, that may not be you. The fact is that women tend to live longer than men. And the fact is that white people tend to live longer than black people. And rich people tend to live longer than poor people. So the people, so you've got for every one rich white woman collecting Social Security, you've got three poor black men who are working to support her who may never even make it to 65.
Right. Those men would be better off, or everyone would be better off, to take their own money, their 15% or whatever, the Social Security money, and put it in something that they control. Something that they have more say over. Because as Michael pointed out toward the end of his call, it may not be there for you come time to collect. The government has no obligation to you. Did you sign a contract for that Social Security card? Because I don't know about you, but I didn't. My parents signed me up for that, and the government took money from me without my permission, without my consent. They didn't guarantee me a return. They didn't guarantee me anything.
The return that they do seem to give is about 1% is what people can expect. So Social Security is already, what they pitch is already a bad investment. The average person can take this, this money, put it away in some kind of, retirement account or whatever, makes significantly better than 1%. Although with the stock market right now, it looks like I'm chasing down to zero. As fast as possible,
right.
But you can do what you want with that money. The chances that you could make more, and then you can leave that money to your heirs if you die at 64.
Right, and if you are in control of your money, then you get to make the decisions with it, unlike some governmental bureaucrat. You're better qualified to take care of yourself, to know what's important to you. Does that mean you're going to make some mistakes? Probably. You might put some money in an investment that doesn't end up panning out. That's part
of the
process.
Don't worry, some company out there will handle your investment for you and give you some mediocre return. That's already available to you. You can have that.
Or just go buy some gold and silver, some bitcoins, and sit on them and see how that does. I bet you'll do a lot better that way than you would through Social Security.
You're going to do better in bitcoin and gold and silver. We're coming up here shortly.
There are no guarantees in life, but one thing you can be certain of is the government's going to screw you every which way they possibly can. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're counting on them to take care of you, you could be sorely disappointed. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Time for you and your thoughts if you call in at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The mobile site's available for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com. It'll also give you the software that you need for your phone to tune into those streams. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You can't turn on the cable news network or, you know, whatever cable news channel there is out there or talk radio without hearing about precious metals buying gold right now. You know, a lot of people say that now's a really great time to buy, that gold's undervalued, that it's likely to spring up. And, you know, I tend to believe that. That's where I'm coming from. I don't know. I certainly believe that gold is a great store of value and has been for thousands of years. So whatever reason that you might want to get gold, whether it's a hedge against inflation or investment or a barter currency, whatever reason you might want gold or silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. The reason you would want to go to gold.freetalklive.com is you want to get the best price. It's important to buy at the best price so that you can, when you sell, you can make a profit. If you sell. That's gold.freetalklive.com. We've got many coins there and pieces and that you can go ahead and comparison shop in other places if that's what you wish to do. Before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting some of the best rates available to you on precious metals, but you help with Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
true. Let's go to Ryan, listening in Madison to 92.1, the mic, WXXM. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things. I originally called because I heard you guys talking about the commuter rail system, and I was really interested to hear that you guys made all the points, the exact opposite points that I usually hear on this radio station, 92.1 out of Madison, speaking out basically against the commuter rail system. And I was, I guess, a little curious. Is this more, is this a neutral radio station, or is this more liberal?
The station you're listening to there in Madison, WXXM, is a progressive talk station. Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. So in a lot of cases, we're going to agree with people that consider themselves progressive. So, for instance, a lot of progressives might agree with us on ending the insane war on drugs, for instance, to give you one example. Or, in many cases, we're more progressive than progressives, because a lot of progressives support the warmongering efforts of Barack Obama, but we're completely against war on this this radio program.
Whether it doesn't matter who the president is.
So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is Free Talk Live doesn't really fit into the conservative progressive kind of mindset. And when it comes to the issue of having commuter rail,
I'm all for high-speed rail running from Los Angeles to San Francisco, because I like to have options in the marketplace. But however, I'm not for people being robbed at the threat of their houses being taken away or being thrown into jail in order to fund that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not willing to see people be threatened to support something that they may or may not be interested in supporting.
Yeah, that's awesome. To hear you guys, you know, talk like that, and to talk without having to have the pressures of automatically having to side with what would supposedly be the, you know, or what would typically be a more liberal approach, or just without having to automatically take sides, and to hear, you know, to hear out of this radio station finally something that's more, just more free thought, you know, and.
Well, thanks. Tell you what, here's what you can do. If you think it's that great.
I'm glad you like it, but remember, every time that we say something that the liberals don't like, then the other conservative stations that we're on, and we're on many of those too, then they like it, and vice versa. When we say things the liberals like, then the conservatives don't. So.
Whether you like or don't like it, doesn't matter to me. But if you do like what we're doing here, take a moment to call your local talk station. In your area, it's WXXM, but we're on over 100 stations across the country. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, take a moment to call the program director of the station and tell him thanks, or her. Tell him or her that you appreciate that Free Talk Live is heard on the station. Because, you know, it's sad, but it's true. You're absolutely right that Free Talk Live is definitely something different in the world of talk radio. You know, we don't take some sort of party line. We're not taking any instructions from some political party committee that's telling us what to say. In fact, I don't have any love for either of those political parties. And, yeah, open phones, open discussion. So anything else on your mind tonight, Ryan?
A couple things. Yeah, it's basically, it comes down to the money issue, is that, you're not a whipping post, or you're not a soapbox for the Democratic Party, in the sense that you're just portraying your rational thought. And all the points that you made on the commuter rail is everything that we dealt with here in Madison, and that, you know, every other time that you listen to this radio, they were proponents of that rail station from Milwaukee to Madison, and there was just under $1 billion that was of government money that we supposedly were going to borrow from China to build this commuter rail, and all the same points everybody was, that was against it, was most on the conservative side, because they were going to lose their home, they were going to tear through sections, and it was going to cost $100 to go from one spot to another. So
the problem with the conservatives on this issue is that they don't have any consistency. So they may have a problem with their home being stolen, but they don't have a problem with homes being blown up in the Middle East at the hands of the U.S. military. So, the conservatives want to take people's money and, use it to force people to try to live the way they want them to, like, you know, try to force some sort of moral code on them. And the liberals want to take people's money and try to spend it on different social programs that they think are valuable that you may or may not necessarily agree with. So like with the rail, for instance, some people might look at that and say, oh, that'd be great, I'd love to take the rail to work. And they don't really think about the fact that it's being funded through violence or the threat of violence. Because most liberals don't like the idea of using violence. The ones that I've talked to are very, you know, anti the idea of using violence. But on the other hand, when you show them that government is violence, that government is force, as at least the government as we know it today, is force, it makes them very uncomfortable. And I appreciate you calling in tonight. Thanks for the thoughts, Ryan. Hope to hear from you again. And don't forget, freetalklive.com. You can find more of us there. For those of you that don't get us all 7 nights per week on your local talk station, as you don't if you live in Madison, you can certainly always get us over at freetalklive.com.
But also, what Ryan's dealing with there is, he's shocked that Free Talk Live is something entirely different than what you're used to hearing on your radio station. And it is. Out there right now, sadly, and the competition in ideas doesn't seem to be real big. Stations will pick one side or the other, and I understand, you know, it's from a programming standpoint, you want to deliver something consistent to people.
But that's generally true in talk radio, but our station in Florence, WVNA, is a mix. They have Ed Schultz, they have Free Talk Live, they have Rush Limbaugh, so they're all
at that point, you're still talking about, essentially, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, you listen to one of the other conservative talkers, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity or whatever, you're usually going to hear the same news stories with the same opinions on those news stories, delivered in a different fashion, and depending on what time of day you're listening. And the same goes with the liberal talkers. You know, they'll listen to each other, and they'll listen to the competition. They'll come up with their opinions based on that, and they'll just do the show that makes sense for that side. Free Talk Live has a completely different view on it. We view these ideas from the standpoint of peace, liberty, and personal responsibility.
Let's talk to Faye, listening in also in Madison to WXXM. Hey, Faye, you're on Free Talk Live. Faye? Faye in Madison going once. Faye in Madison going twice. Maybe she's in a bad cell. We'll put her on hold and try Patrick, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Illinois. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. I filled out one of those W-4s, and I claimed exempt. And what I did is, after I signed it, I turned it over, and I wrote that on the back, I did not voluntarily fill out this form. If I did not fill out this form, I would not be paid. And then I signed my name on it. And I felt like that would... they could have a hard time using that form to prosecute me.
If they want to put you in a jail cell, they're going to put you in a jail cell. But how long ago did you do that?
This was about 6 years ago. It has an OMB number on it. So that when something has an OMB number on it, that usually means that you have to fill it out. The employer
did
says,
it work though? I mean, did you?
They don't withhold income tax, but they do withhold the Social Security tax.
Yeah, see, I don't know how you get out of the Social Security part of it. I'm interested to hear if there are any business owners or accounting departments in a business that have actually successfully withdrawn that basically told the feds, yeah, we're not going to collect your Social Security.
You can ask to be a private contractor.
Thanks, Patrick, for the call and the story. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. If you're already on the lines, that is, we'll do our best to get you on the air here shortly. If you are not and you still want to talk to us, that's okay. You can call tomorrow because we do this thing 7 nights per week. In fact, Mark and Stephanie will be here hosting tomorrow, I believe, with a special guest host.
That's right.
All the way from Australia. So that should be fun. And if so, again, if you miss a moment of Free Talk Live, you can always go grab archives over at freetalklive.com. There's always another show coming up in just hours from when the first one ends. So, again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with us there as we go right back into your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to James listening in Mobile to WAVH on the FM band. Hey, James.
Good morning, gentlemen.
James?
Yes, how are you?
Sound a little muffled there. I'm not sure what's going on.
It's my phone, but I'll try to speak up.
I'll tell you what, James, your phone, I don't know if we can. It's pretty bad. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold here. Maybe we can get you on another line. I can only put something on that's...
Sorry.
There's a certain line of airability, and I have to make that decision, so it's nothing personal. We hopefully can get you on a different line, maybe a different cell phone or pay phone or something like that. In the meantime, we try to go to Mike listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Quick comment and a question. As far as the Social Security goes, you know, when they passed that bill way back when, there's a clause in there that says if it comes time for you to draw the money, and they haven't got any, they're not obligated to pay you anything, and they don't owe you anything.
Oh, I believe it.
It's in the bill. It's written in the bill, so people should be aware of that.
It was a disaster from the get-go.
Well, if there's ever any doubt that the government could screw you on Social Security, I think you make a good point, but just look at how they treat the veterans. I mean, these guys, they promise them so much, and then they just screw them left and right once they finally get out of
active
service.
Once they are no longer able to carry a rifle for them.
Yep.
Yeah, now quick question. On the Bitcoin thing, when you hold cash, it's always being eaten up by inflation. If you get really bad inflation, it gets eaten up fast. If you put the money, say, take the cash and put it into Bitcoin, is the money you put in affected by inflation the same way or not?
No, it wouldn't be. There's variations in the Bitcoin marketplace based on, you know, commodities exchange, but it has been going up over the course of the last year or so. There was a big spike in them maybe about a year ago. There's a big spike that certainly threw the market into a frenzy, but basically, since it's mathematically impossible for any government or anybody or anything to inflate the Bitcoin, and for that reason, it tends to rise against the dollar because the dollar is being inflated.
Okay, very good.
Mike, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks. And by the way, you can learn more about Bitcoin at weusecoins.com.
We use coins.org.
We use coins.org. I apologize. I should know this by now.
Coins.org. Okay.
Yes. All right, very good. Mike, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. As we continue here, let's try Raul. Or is it Raul in South Jersey? Raul?
Yes. From Jersey.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go for it. You're on the air.
What's up? No, actually, I just called the. Tell your program director that I appreciate your show. I heard the caller before.
Hold on a second. I appreciate that you appreciate the show. However, I am the program director of Free Talk Live. The program director of the local 100-plus radio stations that we're on across the country. I'm also not the program director of XM Radio. So you're not listening on the broadcast radio, though. You're listening via TuneIn?
Yes, sir.
Are you on your mobile phone via TuneIn?
I'm on an iPhone app that has several different Liberty shows that I guess are collected and just, you know, they give you a schedule and you just play.
Oh, cool. Is that the LRN.FM iPhone app?
Yeah, LRN. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, I'm also the program director of LRN.FM, so I'm glad that you like Free Talk Live, and I appreciate that. What you can do, though,
I'm going to have to double down on my appreciation then.
Well, thank you. You're there in South Jersey, so one of the things you can do is contact your local talk radio stations and talk to those program directors and then ask them real nicely to add Free Talk Live to their lineup, and then maybe you could actually get us on.
I really don't deal with them.
Okay, well, then don't. It was just a suggestion.
I do have a suggestion on the Social Security thing and if you work for a company.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure if you call HR and tell them not to take taxes out of your paycheck and that you are doing tax, you're writing the taxes off yourself, I'm sure they'll not withhold it and just give you the full money and you just pay at the end of the year or withhold Social Security and just pay your federal.
Well, I appreciate that you're pretty certain about that. I wonder what the response would be.
I'm not absolute about it, but I'm pretty sure I work for Verizon. Mm-hmm. I'm in the union over there. So I'm sure I've heard that guys have done that.
Interesting.
Wow.
I would love to hear somebody who has personal experience opting out of Social Security.
This is the closest I've heard yet.
When working for a company.
It's not an opt-out per se. It's just you call HR and you tell them you're going to send the money yourself.
Right.
Instead of having the company itself, you know, extract that money.
They don't need to know that you're opting out. I get what you're saying. That makes the most sense as far as what you tell the people that work in the accounting department. And I would love to hear from somebody who's actually attempted and been successful at doing something like that to get their story. Raul, any other thoughts you want to share with us tonight?
No, just keep fighting the fight.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for making it tonight. Although I don't really consider it fighting. I know, Mark, you like to call it that, but
I do.
No. You said to me the other day that I'm fighting.
I see.
I don't agree.
Fighting against the bureaucrats.
No, I don't agree with it. I don't think I'm fighting. I see it as they are the ones that are fighting because myself and others who love liberty are working to live as free as we possibly can and supporting each other in living as free as possible. And sometimes when you do that, when you do activism and you speak out against the depredations of the state, that they will target you and they will try to punish you and throw you in cages and hurt you and put you in their court system and do terrible things to you. But that doesn't mean that you're necessarily fighting. Just means they're the ones that are fighting. They're fighting to retain their control. They're fighting to retain their legitimacy or their aura of legitimacy, and they are fighting to keep things the status quo. I see them as being the ones that are fighting. I just want them to be okay. I want them to leave people alone. I want them to love their neighbor. You know, I don't want to fight them. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to have them be retaliated against. I don't want them to be put in cages. Some people are so upset at what the government people do. They, you know, like, well, we got to put these people in cages, bring them up on charges, you know, hurt these people. George Bush, he's an international war criminal, and all these terrible, you know, things that they want to do to the government bureaucrats because they feel hurt. They feel like they've been attacked. They feel like they've been stolen from, and they're right. They have been attacked and stolen from. But continuing the cycle of violence, I don't think is the answer at all. I think that these people should be forgiven, and they should be left alone just like we should be left alone. And I realize that some of them have done some terrible things, but I just don't think that continuing on that cycle is going to be beneficial to human liberty in the long run.
No, so. The best way to not engage in a fight is to not be there when the force is lands. You know, they tell you this in Aikido, and it's really true. You try to be where the force lands.
No, I mean, I don't know about that, Mark.
Do your best. You're not going out and protesting at that courthouse because you want them to leave you alone.
Well, it's because I can only have so much, so many charges piled on top of me. It gets worse the more
you
do.
No, I'm not saying that you're being a coward, Ian. I'm saying that you're going out looking for trouble, and you find it. And
no, I'm not wouldn't saying say I'm looking for trouble. I think we're just standing up for liberty. I mean, going out and smoking a
standing
joint
standing up for liberty by looking
Square.
For trouble. I get it. I understand.
Going out and smoking a joint on you know, the local park is not looking for trouble. It's just being free. It's just acting like free people. Taking your top off as a female in public is not looking for trouble. It's just being free. So I guess it just depends on how you approach things, Mark. If you want to call it looking for trouble, then that's your perspective. But from my perspective, I just want to live free. That's all. Let's go to Faye. We're going to try her one more time. Maybe she's there now. Faye, listening in Madison to WXXM. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Faye, you're on the air.
Hello.
You are on the radio. Doesn't sound like you can hear us. Something's wrong. Sorry, Faye. We've got to let you go tonight. But appreciate the call. All right, so.
I wanted to say real quick, thanks to Zach for creating that that app.
Oh, that app the dude was listening
on? Yeah, the LRN.FM app.
It's awesome. I've seen it before. I don't have one of those fancy iPhones. I've got an Android phone, which I also consider pretty sweet.
It's pretty
sweet.
Fancy. Yeah, it's
but I hope
fancy.
That I hope that someday some Android programmer can take the work that he's done and somehow port it over. Because I know that there are a lot of apps that appear on different platforms, on different mobile phones. So I think Zach knows the iPhone and the programming language that's involved in that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know, you know, the Android platform. So hopefully some Android person could contact him through his website, through what's it called, the Liberty Radio app or something like that, I think.
I don't know that much about it other than it was created by Zach.
I know that it's on our website. If you go to freetalklive.com and you look over on the right-hand side in the banners that we have there, there's one that says Liberty Radio, FTL Podcast, and Live Show. And then you click that, it takes you to the Apple iTunes Store. And there's a way to contact Zach through his program. It would be great if somebody who knows Android programming could transfer that over to the Android. That would be so awesome. But, yes, thanks to Zach, because that's a great little app. And it's free for anybody that has an iPhone or iPad, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're out of time for tonight, but Mark, you'll be back tomorrow with Stephanie for the live Sunday edition of the program. And folks can tune in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera. juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.